everybody, it's a secret subject here, and I wanted to have a quick chat to you. So I've been at Charmed, and I met some people, and I got a little bit inspired by some people, and I thought that I would start recording some files. So, something that came to mind, and that I found particularly interesting along my trip, was the idea of the tone of voice, right? Now, I did a really fun little scene with a friend, and it spurred some ideas. So today we're going to play a little resistance game. We're going to play a game with the tone of my voice. You see, I talk quite a lot. I talk every single day, and I talk to lots and lots and lots of different people. And it's funny because I have this tone of voice right now. This is my regular tone of voice. It's not particularly hypnotic. It's not particularly... It's okay. I mean, most people would find it not that attractive. But then things seem to change, you see? Because then I start to talk in this voice, and I start to use this voice on your mind. And isn't it funny how the more you listen to the sound of this voice, the more you start to wonder exactly what I could do to you in this voice. And isn't it funny how that when I start to talk back in this voice, then people start to wake up again? It's weird. The tone of voice makes a lot of difference. And so when I do my resistance play, what I like to do is just talk to people normally and say, well, I mean, of course, you and I both know that you could resist at any time. And if I tried to hypnotize you in this voice, it probably wouldn't go down that well. You see, it's interesting because you can listen to the sound of this voice and you can just imagine yourself dropping, but you still could resist me even if you wanted to. I mean, let's face it, it's quite easy to resist this voice, but then I could start to talk to you in this voice and I could just lower it a little bit. And as I start to drop my voice down, 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 you start to imagine yourself falling down, 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 down into it. And isn't it funny how the more I start to use this particular voice, you know the voice. The voice that you love so much, the voice that you long to hear, the trance voice, the hypnotic voice that weaves its gentle spell around your mind, you start to wonder, how long can you resist? How long can you hold off falling into trance for me? And that's really a funny kind of dichotomy to have, two voices, almost like two different people in one body, occupying the same space. Funny, huh? And now here's the fun part with resistance play, which I love so much, is the notion of wanting to drop deep down inside, but not wanting to admit that to yourself. You see, right now, even if you told me that you didn't want to go into hypnosis, even though you clearly did because you played a hypnosis file, well, we could argue that because you played this file in the first place, that that is you consenting to be hypnotized, and thus you want to be hypnotized. Even if you try to convince your mind otherwise, we both know exactly where you would end up because, let's face it, it's only a matter of time until your mind just gives in, your mind just gives up, your mind just drops into trance for me. And I don't know when that will be. It could be soon, it could be later, it could be 5-10 minutes from now, it could be in a few seconds, but all you and I need to know is that eventually you'll think about it. You'll think about that state of trance. You'll remind yourself exactly how much you want that state of trance to happen, as proven by you being here right this second. That's right. You being here right this second, talking to me, listening to me, allowing my voice to just drift in and out of your mind so easily, so effortlessly. And isn't it funny how you can start that thinking, that notion of, I don't want this, I don't want this. And then at one moment you realize actually you do want this. And the funnier thing is that you can start realizing that the more you tell yourself that you don't want this, the more you actually do want this. And the more you tell yourself you don't want to drop into trance, the more you actually do want to drop into trance. The more you don't want to fall into trance for me, for the sound of my voice, the more you actually realize, well, that need grows inside. Starts as a little bit of curiosity, maybe. Curious to know what might just happen to you if you listened a while longer. If you listened just a moment, just a fraction longer to the sound of my voice. I mean, it's so easy to listen to, isn't it? It's so nice and easy just to listen. That's right, it is so nice and easy to listen. And as you realize that it's so nice and easy to listen, you start to realize also That curiosity grows and grows and builds and builds and builds and builds. And as you imagine looking at my eyes, as you imagine sitting there in front of me, while I stare at you, smile at you, and say, well, why would you not want to be hypnotized by me? You start to realize, well, actually, I make a good point, don't I? Yes, I do make a good point. Because why would you be here right now with me? Why would you be here listening to the sound of my voice if you did not want to be hypnotized by me? And thus, you must want to be hypnotized. It's funny because some people come into these games with the want, with the need to resist. But eventually, we both know that it's just so easy to give in, so easy to give up, it's so easy just to sink down into trance. And maybe it starts as a feeling in your eyes, where your eyes just start to get heavy, droopy, drowsy. And that's okay. Maybe it starts as a feeling in the back of your mind, where your mind just starts to get heavy, droopy, drowsy, and then you just give in. Perhaps it starts in your body. Perhaps it starts all the way down in your toes, as your toes just relax. Or maybe it starts in your fingertips. I don't know. It could start at the very top of your spine, the bottom of your spine. Who knows? But all I do know is that eventually you'll find yourself listening to this voice. You'll find yourself imagining, staring into my eyes as I smile at you, as I know that I have won and so have you. That's right. If we were to turn this resistance play into a game, we would both win. There is no loser. Of course there isn't, because don't you win if you drop into trance? And you also win if you don't. So it's a win-win scenario. But it's easier just to give in to trance. It's easier just to give in to hypnosis. To allow yourself to drop so very, very deep. To allow yourself to just sink, to just drift, to just dream. Now, because if you do that, then you're just giving in to yourself, you're just giving in to your desires, your need, your wants that you've wanted for such a long time now, that you've needed for such a long time now. You've been waiting all this time, minutes gone past, minutes that might feel like hours, that might feel like seconds, who knows. Time is a funny thing. When you're listening to a voice like this, when you're allowing my words to wrap around your mind and pull tightly, when you're just listening to the sound of my voice and you're just allowing yourself to drift off, down, into sleep. Now that's right. And it is so easy to do after all. It is so easy just to sleep down deep for me. As you just give in, as you just find yourself giving into it. And here's the thing. I know what you want. And I know what you need. And I know exactly how to give it to you. Which I am right now. Giving you exactly what you want, what you need. And it is so easy just to follow this voice. It is so easy just to listen and relax. Breathe deeply. Now. And give in. And you can smile knowing that you resisted as long as you possibly could. But you and I also both know that it feels so much nicer just to give in. Just to let everything go. And sink down deeper and deeper. With each second that passes, with each word that I say, with each sound that you hear. That's right. And the more you breathe deeply, the more you relax deeply, the more you let everything go, the more you can find yourself just sinking even further and further, deeper and deeper, down. Down into this voice. And isn't it funny, the notion of voices? They can start off as one thing and end as another. Just like my voice has done to your mind. When I talked to you in that other voice, it did barely anything to you. But yet, then I drop my voice and you drop with it. And isn't that such a nicer place to be? Dropping with my voice. You and I both know it is. So easy to drop, so easy to drift, so easy to sink deeper into this voice. The voice that weaves its way around your mind. So nice to listen to. So easy to listen to. Like right now. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. Having played our little game, having had a lot of fun. With whatever nonsense I've been spilling out of my mouth for the last 10 minutes. fully refreshed, fully energized, remembering each and every single thing that happened today. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that's right, energy flooding your body with 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed my mad ramblings, and as always, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.